Please sign in initial the first box. I have Mar Makomos for the next week or so. So on your way, please pick it up. So we're going to look at the first Rashi, the second Rashi. Gezelos v'chavolos, Gezelos. While you're preparing, while you're learning daf base or daf vav to get a picture of the sugya, so I wanted to point out this Rashi. It's an often discussed Rashi when you begin the Masechta. So the three kashas that usually are posed by this Rashi. The Rashi is Gezelos. The Mishnah says Dinim Bamin is Bishloisha, Gezelos V'Chavolos Bishloisha. So Rashi makes the comment, what are Gezelos? Koifer V'Pikodayim Reuven asked Shimon to be a Shomer, and Shimon denies that he was ever given this Pikodayim. It's Koifer V'Pikodayim. The Misha Sholach Boyad. The Shlichus Yad is a little bit different. Shlichus Yad is that Shimon the Shomer already wants to use the Pikodim. Shlichus Yad, the din is that once Shimon moves the Pikodim with the intent to use the Pikodim, that's Shlichus Yad. That's the din in Bava Kama. Once the Shomer, even if the Shomer is not Sheliach Yad, he doesn't take anything. But once he moves the Pikodin with the intent to take something, he already has the din of a Gazlan, which is that he's Chayiv and Onsen. And if Reuven steals something from Shimon, so he's over the Easter of Gazel, that's number one. Number two, he becomes Posel Eidus, Rosh Chomos, third paragraph of Sanhedrin. Number three is that he becomes Chayiv and Onsen. So once Reuven steals a car from Shimon, and he parks the car in front of his house, and then somebody comes along and rams into this car, it make it a better situation. That when Reuven steals Shimon's car, he parks the car on his driveway. Right? It's a decent shmira. And somebody comes along and backs into his driveway at big speed and damages the car. So the goblin can't say, I'm an onus. I'll give you back the car. He can't say, Malachamos, Malioch, Maliosim. Then Lu Yitzur, the car would be parked in your driveway. So because Baruch would have brought about this Meshuggah into your driveway. No. Once he's a Gazlan, so he's Chayiv and Einsen. That's what we say, Kinyonik Zela. Kinyonik Zela means that the Gazlan becomes as Bailus now. And he has to return the object, Kishas Zela. So again, the Gazlan is over the Easter of Gezel. Mishasholach Bayad. Once the Shomer moves the Pikodim, in order, with the intent of taking, even if he takes nothing, he does tshuva. He moves the chaviz to pour it a cup of wine, size not elo, shashelo, puts it back in his place. So at that point, he already became he has the dinim of a gazlan. If anything would happen, he's a shemer chinam. He's only chayiv mshia. But from that point on, there would be an onus. He would be chayiv. He took nothing. Shlichus Yad. That's because Sholach Bayad is already Nikra Gazlan. What's the pshat? The pshat that we usually say is that there's a higher standard of the Easter Gezel Gavei HaShomer. Makes a lot of sense. The person entrusted me to watch over their object, so the moment I have intent or I do something that violates that trust, so I can already be held at the same level as a chiddush akra. I'm just explaining why it should be this way. That the standard or the bar of gezel legavei ashomer is of a higher standard than stam gazlan. If I go into your property and I tilt your chavis, and then I say, no, I'm not taking anything. I'm not a gazlan in your chavis. But if I'm a shomer, that means you entrusted me to watch over your chavis. So I violate your bylaw, so to speak. I violate your mandate the moment that I am in any way violating that trust of Shmira. Now, let's get into the day right. If that's what seems to be the underlying idea of any halachas of Shlichus Yad. So Rashi says, Kovev if he kodain, if he denies ever receiving the b'chavis of wine, the Mishnah Sholach Boyad have a gazlan, because he's a gazlan once he's Sholach Yad. And similarly, if he grabs something from somebody else, he's a gazlan. He going by Igzolus Chanis Miyad Anitzri. Avol Lova Veloy Shilaim. Why does Rashi quote this pasuk? Because if you look at the Marma Kermit, because the Gemara in Bava Kama says, how do we define gazlan as opposed to ganav? So a gazlan is a person who takes something openly. So the Gemara quotes this as one of the two options as a proof that a gazlan takes something openly. But if he borrows money, doesn't pay, loy mikre gazlan. He's not called a gazlan. The milva loy tzad nidna, because when I give somebody alva, he's supposed to spend that money. Not supposed to give me back the same bills with the same serial number. So they give me back the same amount. I lend him $100, he can give me back 520s, he can give me back 100 singles. I found it, and it's not the same chaytah. What is Rashi saying? There are three kashas that you'll find in the Svarim in this Rashi. No, what should bother you with this Rashi? No, go ahead. Right. Want to define what a gazlan is. So if we were writing the Rashi, we wanted to give an example of Zelus, so we would say Achoyteif Miyad Chavei Rayavei Gazlan V'chein HaKevev V'Bikodin. Right? I mean, it's a strange Rashi to say Gizelus is Kevev V'Bikodin V'chein. And another example of gazlan is a guy who walks into your backyard, walks over to you and grabs your chanas. Alright? That's kasha number one. So no tibutzim right now. Hold on tibutzim. Alright? Now the kasha and Rashi. The first five words of Rashi are almost impossible to read. Right? Chayvei v'pikadon d'mishas sholach mayana v'gazlan. These are two separate halachas. There's the halach of Kevin Vikodin. Reuven brings Shimon to Din, because Reuven was mafkid a chavis of wine by Shimon, and he wants it back now, and Shimon's like, Hayd Rami Eilam. You never were mafkid it. It was, you gave me it. I don't know who you are. I never saw you before. You gave me a gift, a chavis of wine. You gave me a gift. It wasn't was no shmir involved. Right? He's Kaiva Vikadin. So our Kaiva Vikadin, Nikra Gazlan. Or I can take a guy to court because he admits he is my Shomer. I have aided him, and an honest happened to the Chavis, an honest happened to the car, and I have aided him to Shalech Mayan. I gave him my car to watch. I parked it in his driveway. And I have aided him that he moved the car. I aided him, they took the car to the store. No, it was Shaleach Yad. Now an honest happens to the car, so I want him to pay for it. And he claims he was not Shaleach Yad. It's two separate cases. So, first of all, we don't understand how to read the Rashi. Koyfer b'pikodayin, the mishasholach v'yarav v'gazlan. Why the two shoved together? And secondly, we don't understand too, the same kasha, is that they really should be two separate cases. Both are legitimate forms of gzeilus. And that's what you saw the Chidushi Aran. I don't know if I have the Marmol Kumlis. Chidushi Aran, when he discusses the sugya, says, Koyver b'kodein oi shalach v'yad. The Oroch Lener, one of the classic Achronim and Sanhedrin, Yaakov Yukov Edlinger, was a Rav in Germany, in Altona in Germany, wrote the Vinyan Zion. He's a... We like him over here, because I think, I don't know if he went to college or he approved of going to college. So he's in the inner circle. So he didn't write that much. He wrote on the only four Masechtas. So he didn't need a Sukkah. He wrote, he goes to the fourth one. He also had the Binyan Siyan. So he has many, many classic Shuvahs of Binyan Siyan. His first Shuvah is about Binyan Beis Minyan Shuvah Banazah, very famous Shuvah. And the Binyan Siyan was the first one to develop the whole approach that Jews who are born irreligious are not to be considered mumorim. A guy who we call the Tidik Shenishba. So a Jew who was born and was never Shemesh Shabbos and he's Machalas Subsahesi is not Kimchalas Shabbos. So we often quote the Chazanish, but the Binyan Sin began the whole Mahalach. The Yaakov Yukov Edlinger. So he has many classic Shuvahs. He has one of the famous Shuvahs about Shemesh Bezmanazah. But whether he was one of the wrote with the galleys, the original galleys, the metal galleys that are used for printing Svarim, are they Shemus or not? Many, many famous truths. That's the Binyan Siyan. So he wrote the Aruch HaNer, which will refer to him. So the Aruch HaNer wants to be the first piece. And the Aruch HaNer, it says it's a Torah Sefer. It should be Kevet B'Kodin. That's how stuck he was. He wants to be Magi and the Tzvot. So that is the second Kasha. How do you read the first line? And what's the third kasha? No, go ahead. Why is Rashi being machalik, right? Why is he machalik between Koyver Pikodoin and Love of Eloi Shiling? Right? And that really begs the third kasha as to... Is it really correct that love of Eloi Shilem is Loi Mikra Gazlin? Right? Is that really correct? That love of Eloi Shilem is Loi Mikra Gazlin. Love of Eloi Shilem, so the Gemara has him above Metziah, we all know the Gemara of Metziah. That a person is Kofer Behalva, so we say, Yishtemuti Komishtameh. He wants to buy more time to be able to pay back. But if not for Shemutikom Ishtamit, we would book him as a Gazan also. A guy is Kaver Balva. He says, Layoyin Dvar Me'aylam. Right? So we would say, no, we would say that he's Possel Fregdus. So Gemara says, no, he ain't an amazing Val Chayvay. Ishtamutikom Ishtamit. Right? Sorry, let me ram. If he's a mitzvah of mikzas, so he is then monos because it's shemut dekom ishtame. If he's a kaver akol, so then it on may is he's not. But you see from the cheshbonos that the man is a that would we know that he's kaver b'alvoy via gazlan? He falls for eidos. All right, so again, three kashas. Small Rashi with three kashas. Number one is how do you read? So the easy answer is Tosatzvos, put in the word O. Next kashas. Why does Rashi introduce Koyver v'pikodayin v'chein ha'choytes miyar chaveroi? It should be ha'choytes miyar chaveroi v'chein. There are other kinds of gezel as well. Third kash in Rashi is what Rashi wants to tell us and understand. He wants to be machalik between koyver v'pikodayin, sholach shichus yad v'pikodayin, gezeilas achanis, on one hand, and Koivir Balva on the other hand. And that Koivir Balva is not part of, is not Gezelus. So we have to understand Rashi's point. So we understand the point. The first two kashas is how to read Rashi. But the third kash is what's the point of Rashi is that Koifer Bahalvo is a different person. He's Loi Nikra Gazlan. The Milva Loi Tzad Nidna. Because I expect the person to be Sheleach Yad. If I give him cash, I want him to be Sheleach Yad in the cash. He's supposed to use it. He's supposed to come back. Bishas Piran. He can be back. Different bills. Or he can pay Be'idus. He can have Vedimus. Right? He can give me that property. So Rashi is because of that Le'mikra Gazlan. Is that really correct? Le'mikra Gazlan. And I bring him into court, he's not over Gezel. Gemara Bav Metzia. You get a Ezu Neshech. Gemara says that a person who is Kovish Tchar Sochir, I hired somebody for business. Bav Metzia Zamechei. I hired somebody for business. I don't pay him. I don't pay him tonight. I made a deal to pay him tonight. Or I didn't make a deal, and I should pay him tonight, I'll be din. But I didn't make a deal to pay him at the end of the week, at the bi-monthly, at the end of the month, whatever. And I don't pay him. So the Gemara says, why do I need a pasuk? He's a goblin, he's over in Gezel. The Gemara says, Lavra, love Hashem, Lavin. That a person who's kaver schar sochir is over on loy sigzol and is also over on the sikvish schar sochir. Gemara says, why do I need the din of gezel? I could learn gezel from Einon from Rebus. Right? Or I could learn Einon from Rebus and gezel. So the point of the Gemara, the upshot of the Gemara is, if a person has money that does not belong to him, he's over gezel. So what's Rashi saying? Like Nikra Gazlan, like son Nitna. Alright? No, so let's come back to your horror. What's your name? Again? Eitan, okay. The question is, what is Rashi trying to accomplish over here? What's the point of Rashi? What's the Nakuda of Rashi? What did he want to explain to us? So, what's Rashi's? Why is he explaining his ails over here? No? Pashut. What's the blood of the Rashi's goal? No? From? Gemara says, Dinei Mamanes Bishleisha is Haidois Valvois, Gezelois Mechavolois Bishleisha. It's two, the Gemara will explain, and days and the days and go in Aleph. Right? So if you haven't seen the Sugya, it makes no sense that Rashi's doing over here. Dinei Mamanes Bishleisha. So Gemara explains that phrase is referring to Haidois Valvois. And Rashi explains what's Haidois Valvois. Haidois is where I am bringing somebody to court to Dezin because he was made that he owes me money and he's not paying up. Halvois is I'm bringing somebody to Dezin because I have Adim, Ade Alva, and he's not paying up. That's Dine Mominus Vishloisha. Gezeleis v'chavoleis. Chavoleis is people punch each other up. Gezeleis v'chayr is Reuven steals from Shimon. V'shloisha. What the Gemara will discuss, why the Mishnah separates it out, why the Imam v'shloisha is a separate phrase, the Gemara will say the nafkaminis ladina. Because the Imam v'shloisha requires three dayanim. And those three dayanim have to be smuchin, and gezelus v'chavolos don't require mumchin. Gemara will say is a machlekes whether a bezin where all three are not smuchin is that minei raisa minei rabbanon. Right, that's the sugya on bezin and bezin gimel aleph, that the bezin of haidois valvois that doesn't require smuchin, is that a din de raisa? That really yachid mumche could paskin, but midin de rabbanon we expand it to three, or is it a din de raisa that requires three smuchin and chazal or mekel? So he tell us if they love him to make me more mekel for idois valvois. Right, so there's a nafkamina ladina. That the dini mamonis v'shloisha avaydois valvois is a different kind of beizdin than the dini mamonis than gezelis v'chavolis v'shloisha. Avaydois valvois is a beizdin of a lower requirement, and we'll discuss later on exactly how that what that din is. But it's an afkamina. So Rashi on beizdin at beiz avaydois valvois. Let's say Dais Valvois. So Rashi says, and Bezim and Bez, Shnei and Aliske Milvehain, Hoi Dais Shibaladun Beri Alva, Shemei Viedim, Shaimi Mifaneinu Hoi Deloi, Halvois Shibaladun Beri Alva, Shemei Eden Mifaneinu, Hilvo, Valo Kaifi Mishneyan, Vichy Hai Lishna, I'll wonder why is Hoi Dais Ede Alva, and Aidois is Maidiv Alva. So he says that that's the way the Gemara talks. Ki hai lishna tuva ika v'ach mechilta idach ar eidol v'ach alva mitzvah v'mer gimel gavay eidim zayman v'istim v'forshay. And there are those who explain that Aidois v'alva is Aidois shem maidiv in miktsas alva osay halvois Aidois shem maidiv in miktsas halvois shekoyf v'ar koil. That's another pshat. Verishin ikir, the mechdei shneyan al iske mil vehem, kireikim the time of the common, mishum the ila azel of neilavin, maishna the kari alva, maloi kari alva, haydois ukviris iboil emisnei. Rashi says the second pshat conceptually would work, but doesn't work as far as lashon goes. We wouldn't call if the distinction would be whether the Nitan is a Kofer HaKol or whether he is a Maidim and Miktsas, it would be Kfiris Vaidois. It wouldn't be Halvois Vaidois. Halvois Vaidois means whether the Taina is established based in Eidi Halva, based in Eidos. You'll tell me the same, if you ask the same Kasha, Shnein Al Iske Alvoin. So that Rashi was Vav advice. So that's what Rashi said, but I have Raias. That Haidois means a halva that was established by Haida. And Halvois is a halva established by Eri Halva. Otherwise, you have to tell the same kasha. Alright, so the point of Rashi now is to explain what is Gzelus. The point of Rashi is that I'll be Pashtus, everything should be Gzelus. Right? Dine mamanis vishloisha, they dois valvois. Gezelis vachavolis vishloisha, everything's gezel. Right? Why not? If a guy is kaifer in alva, it's gezel. If a guy is a kaifer in alva that was established by Eida, it's gezel. If a guy is kaifer in alva established by Adam, it's gezel. Everything's gezel. So Rashi wants to define for us what is Gzelus? Sirat, that's the Nakuda of Rashi. Right? That's the answer to Eitan's question. The Nakuda of Rashi is Avaloive Avaloishilein Loi Mikre Gazlan. Haidois Valvois is Loive Avaloishilein. That's not included in the term Gezel. Right? That's the Nakuda of Rashi. To explain the first line based on what we'll learn in the basic of Modal. The only Kasha is we still have three Kashas. Right? We understand where Rashi's going. But we don't understand what he's saying. What do you mean, like Mikra Gazlan? He's the liver in Gazel. Right? So, again, Kasha number one, Ochel Ner is Mataris. We can say Mataris. Kasha number two. Alright? Kasha number two is to why Rashi introduced Chayvim B'Kodayin before he introduced Stam Gezel. Why doesn't he say that Gezel is Vayigo Achanis? Right? Harold's Kasha. No, what's the terrace to that? Okay? Spell that, because it's a terrace. Ari. Ari. A little louder. Very good, very good. But I thought of that, and for years it bothered me, this Rashi. And we thought of that, and then I was very happy they found that teretz. I found the Margolius Hayom. Margolius Hayom is also one of the famous Svarim on Sanhedrin, written by Rabbi Reuven Margolius. Very, very cheerful sefer. A lot of interesting. It's not yeshivish a sefer, which is heavy in the lumbus. It collects a lot of material. But then I found the same ha'ara in the Chiddushi Anshei Shem. So look at the back of the Gemara. Look in the Rif. The first page of the Rif, Aleph Aleph. I'll explain what the Arba said. Aleph Aleph, Chiddushi Anshei Shem. I don't know who this is from. Yeah, on the side of the Rif. You go to solve this, they left it there on the side of the Rif? She said, get the Dover Pasha. That's a double portion when you think about what Rashi wants to accomplish. What do you have over there? What? You have a riff? Keep on going. There. Alright? So in the Rashi al riff, it's a big Aleph HaKerf Yikodai. The Chiddush Anshei Shem says, Afal Gav Dechaitif Mikra Tzvei Gazlan Mikerf Yikodai. That's Harold Kasher. Right? Chaitif is your classic Gazlan. Kerf Yikodai is your ancillary Gazlan. He says, no, Mikol Mokim Pir Shirashi Tchila Da'ainu Kerf Yikodai Mishum Di'ikur Yalfusa V'gmara Divin Shleisha Nafkulan. He might just live a part of every coding. That Ariel was saying. Very partial. The source of Shleisha Dayanim is what? Elikim, Elikim, Elikim. Right? So where does it say, even Nikra Malabais, Elikim, Adelikim, Yavoid Varshneim? That's in Kleifer Vikodim. That's by Sikhus Yavad Vikodim. Not really. That's the claim down of Ganav. The first parsha of Shvira, Reuven gives Shimon the Shem Echinam. He gives him something to watch. And the Shem Echinam says, Nignav. So Adelikim Yavoid Varshneim. Makes a Shua. Chav Kefil. Right? So that's what, so Rashi is Parsha. Rashi is explaining that when you get to Beis HaMidbeis, you're going to learn that Gizelus V'chamolais is B'shloisham because, and the source is going to be the Parsha of Kleifer of Tayin Tanas Ganav. So Rashi explains that that's Gizelus. The phrase Gizelus must be Kleifer or Shelichos Yadar, some din of Kleifer Vikodin. Tayin Tanas Ganav. The emes is a tain tanis ganav is not kevi kadein and not shlichus yad. Right? Tain tanis ganav is in between. Yes, I am your shomer, but what happened was a requirement beyond my chiyuv shmira. I wasn't shlich yad. So it's in between. But the point of Rashi, right? The point of Rashi is that gezeilos must be a din of some kind of kevah b'kodesh. So then he says v'chein, and similarly hachaytech miyan chaveiroi. So why does Rashi bother to say v'chein hachaytech miyan chaveiroi? No. Yeah. Go ahead. But if that would be the point, if that would be the sole point of Rashi, that is the nekud of Rashi, to make that chiluk between kovet bikadin and shlichus yad bikadin and love of eloi shile. Right? The point of Rashi, and what you're saying is correct, but it's hainuach. What you're saying is correct. What brings Rashi to do that is because he has to explain that Gezeilos comes from every Kodesh. Right? In other words, if Rashi would not be bound that every Kodesh is the source of Dinesh, of three Dayanim, so Rashi would say Gezeilos is Achaytev Miyar Chaveiroi. Period. That's what Gezeilos is. If I have to choose a Goslin, so then I would try to figure out how broad is the term Goslin. But your Iker Goslin is a Chaytiv Yad Chaveiroi. And then we have to discuss also other things. Though at Geneva, we discuss Kevish Karsachir. But it certainly would not, and you're right, it would not be hard to distinguish between being Goizel Chanis Yad Chaveiroi and Alva. But we may very well choose to say that that only a Maisa Gezel Mamish requires a Smuchim, and we may say that a Kevah B'Kondin is a Maisa Gezel Yedei Diva or something is in the category of Halva. You could choose that. Then they have Rashi, it won't say that. He can't say that because the Makor of Beit and Shoshalai is Vaishaymer. That's the Nakuda of Rashi. So he's saying what you're saying. But the obvious mahalach of Rashi is, I know what Gezeilos is. I don't have to fish around for Gezeilos. Gezeilos has got to be a din of Pekodin. It's got to be. Because the din of Gezeilos, which the Gemara will discuss in Beis and at Beis, is the Parsha Shomrim. So it's got to be a din of Pekodin. The chain, hachaytiv biyar chaveiroi. So apparently Rashi wants to explain why does the Gemara say pikdonos? Why does the Gemara say if I dois halvois? If I dois refers to halvois. Shmira, I don't know. So Rashi is explaining now that this is a similar din to chaytiv. How is it similar to Chaytev? Because by Chaytev there's a Maisa Gezel. I'm grabbing something that's clean on mine. By Pikodain, if I'm Sheleach Yad, then I'm also grabbing something which is not mine. it's still that Bikodin is still Vershus HaBaal, it's still Vershus the Mafkid. I am doing a job for the Mafkid. It is not coming to my Rishus. Maybe a Shoyel. Maybe by a Shoyel, the Shoyel's Nikra has certain halachas of violence. By Baruch Chomets, by Gavi Pesach, I have to worry about the Erev Pesach. But a regular Pikodin, the Sugim Sachem. Whether who's chayev Hashem Mechinam? Hashem Mechinam, I think everybody says that it's the Mafkid who's chayev. So, when it comes to Pikodin and Luyat Suyer and Oynes happens, and I'm not a Shoyel, so I have no Bible, it's the Mafkid, I have to worry about it. So it's still Vishus Mafkid. If it's Oyle V'yoyrein, it's Vishus Mafkid. If I'm a Goslin and I steal something and the value of the object goes down, I have to pay back Yishas Gzela. But a mafkid gives back the same object, even if it goes down in price. It's Vishus a mafkid. So Rashi's pointing out it's called when a shomer grabs the object that Pikodin, he's Nikra Goslin. He's called a Goslin for the exact same reason why a Goslin is called a Goslin. But he's grabbing something out of somebody else's Vishus. That's why it's called Zelus. So Rashi is expanding the din. Once the Torah tells me that a shomer who doesn't do an appropriate shmirah and there's a din Torah, he has to go to three smuchim, right? That's dinei mominus. That's chalais v'shleisha. So that includes every form of gezel, which is a maisa gezel. It does not include gezel, which does not include a maisa gezel. A loive, love of a leishilem, does not have a maisa gezel. Alright? Well, what do you mean by maisa gezel? There is no point where the loive is grabbing some money inappropriately. He doesn't pay up, he's over in his gezel. But there's no maisa gezel, no maisa chatifa. A kodesh chai sachir, person who hires somebody else and doesn't pay up, he's over in his gezel. There's no maisa gezel. There's no chayfas hagozel. He didn't keep his obligation. Right, a person accepts a service, doesn't pay up. So there also is probably no maisa gezel. Not so clear. But there's no chatifas dover. There's no dover agozel. The guy goes on a plane, doesn't pay. Cancels the credit card after. Right? Here, Goslin. He accepted a service, didn't pay for it. So Goslin. So then you could argue that maybe a maisa gezel to any. When he sat in the plane, he stole a service, maybe. But it's clear there's no chayfas agozel. You can't define. There's no veishiv the gzeila. Can't be. By hoitzah, by halvah, there's no veishiv the gzeila. By pikadim, there is veishiv the gzeila. The chayfas agozel. So again, the nakuda of Rashi's explained to us. And now we have Pshat and Rashi, and then we'll see that there is an important Yisayit over here. The Pshat and Rashi is to explain to us how we're to distinguish between Gezelois and Eidois Malvois. The first line of the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah delivers a din. That there are different kinds of Dinei Mominus. There are certain kinds of Dinei Mominus which have to go to a certain kind of Bezin. So Sholesh Smuchim. There are certain kinds of dinei mominus which need not go to Shlesh Smuchim. Why not? We'll get back to that. We'll get back to whether the Haidois Malvois is between the Neiraisa and the Rabbanim. Fine. Are there two kinds of what is in the Neiraisa, or is that a creation of the Rabbanim? If that's based on the base, Gemara Aleph, Dalet, hey, we'll discuss that. That's going to be the substance of the next few shiurim. But the first line of the Mishnah is that din. So now Rashi, and the Gemara tells us Beis Din Beis. Kinezelis v'chavolois is one kind of Beis Din. Hoidois v'alvois is a different kind of Beis Din. What is the difference? So Hoidois v'alvois, Rashi explains, is that in Torah that's based in Eide Alva and based in Eide. What is Gezelis v'chavolois? How are we going to define this Din? So Rashi explains we're defining it if there was some kind of vice gezel. If there was some achrenim say a chayfet agozel. So Rashi explains, I have to define this, my pikodin is my classic example, not my pickpocket. Right? Not the klepto. My classic case of gezelis is going to be a pikodin case, because that's the parshan chumash. Has to be that way. So he says, koyver pikodin the mishasholach boyad v'chein, and we're going to expand gezeles v'chavolois to all classic forms of gezel. In other words, theoretically, we could say, at this point, Reuven grabs something from Shimon's pocket. Which base does he go to? Does he go to the Idois Valvois Beis Din? He's a gezel. But does he go to the Shmir of a Chavola Beis Din? Know which one? In both cases, the guy is, they're over the same Isha of gezel. So Rashi defines the Shmir of Beis Din, because the Mishnah said so, Gzeles, to be the broader kind of a din. And similarly, if a person pickpockets, if he goes into somebody else, which often takes, he's chayte v'chayfes, so he belongs in the shemir v'chavolos, which we'll now call the gzez v'chavolos v'ezim. And chavolos is also a kiddush, because chavolos is no chayfes agozo. That's a din of magic, a different kind of din, different category. So based on what we're saying, if you want to read like the Ran, Kleifer v'pikodain, Oy shalach boyan, so you're going to have to say that, well, by Kleifer v'pikodain, there's a chayfes agazel. The Sefer I picked up, I don't know who wrote it, the Chesed u'Mishpat. It makes a very nice impression of it. I think I know who it is, I'm just not sure yet. Find out. He didn't sign his name. So this is the Ha'ori wants to make. He suggests Chayfet HaGozel. So he suggests Chayfet Bikodin is a Chayfet, he's Mekabal the Yoch and there's Ha'ori. Chayfet Bikodin is a Chayfet HaGozel. Mishas Shlichos B'yad there's a Chayfet HaGozel. That's the definition. The chayim, every classic gazlan, achaytiv miyad chayveri gazlan, that's why it's called gezelois, there's a chayvis agozel, aval loyvi v'loy shilei meidos val voiz loy mikri gazlan, the milva loytso nitna. Right? So everything's going to have a lot. So the first kasha, we have a tons kasha, what the point of Rashi is, we've answered, correct? Kasha of how to read the first line, I have a squeaker of a teretz. I have to put in a tosas fos with a. Oh. The why gezelus, why vachena chaytiv comes second, to the shan sheshay, alright? But the yisayit of Rashi is a problem, right? The yisayit of Rashi is a problem. Is it really true that Lashilim Lemikra Goslin? He is a Goslin. He's not even the Yisha Gezel. What do you mean Lemikra Goslin? He is possible for Eidos if we couldn't find an excuse for Mishtamte. No. So the Yisrael of Rashi still not so good. Tirus, what's Pshat? So here we come to a Yesod. Yesod which is obvious, but it takes it to articulate it. Right? What is the basis for the distinctions that we're making between Gezeilus, V'chavolus, and Eidois V'alvois? You want to know which basin to go to. Right? I have to figure out. I haven't done a basin of Smuchen, haven't done a basin of Smuchen. So I want to figure out what category do you fall into? Am I a Gazan? Am I a Chavlin? Am I a Leibler Shilem? A Kovish Chasochi is not spelled out. So far, Chavis Agozo. Alright? What kind of a distinction is that? What's the basis of the distinction? Chavis is a technicality. So why should a technicality be the determining factor? So tell me, there's a cost of Iraq. There's a cost. But what is the there's a cost of teaching us? What is clearly not the determining factor of which basin to go to? What is handily dismissed? What we would say is so obvious, it's clearly dismissed. No? The value is not a player b'chlal, right? Okay, afilu shava pruta, right? But in terms of the terms that we discussed, no. No, but then more. What are you looking at? What's clearly not being referred to over, not the issue. No, you're saying it. Go ahead. Was that? No, not attention, but you're on the right track. The Easter is not the factor over here. What would for us be obvious, but we would first resort to, that's clearly not the determining factor. Everybody we're talking about is Oyver and Easter Gezel. Love is Shilay, Oyver is Easter Gezel. Kavikodain is a gezel. Kavisatoy is a gezel. A person who's mazik, if he doesn't pay, or he's a gezel. The easiest will be for us, the easiest thing, what's dini mominus? We ask you, what is dini mominus? You would say dini mominus, and a person's up against the easiest gezel. Right? So we had to, if we was up to us, to say dini mominus as opposed to tashlume kefel, as opposed to Aynes and Mufata, as opposed to Marcus, Khalid and Meyun, we say Isa Gezel. That's clearly what the Gemara says is not the determining factor, because a Yidoyish Valvoyz is Oyvind Isa Gezel. What do I care whether he's sat in the basin because of a, he's there because of a Yidoy, or he's there because of Adam? He wants to be Oyvind Isa Gezel. No, so Dini Mamun is the persuasion. So that's the Yisoid over here. The what I'm being oiver is not the determining factor. No, so what is the determining factor? No? So no, that's the way Chazal worked it out. But in terms of when I have to figure out what category I'm in, take Haidai's whole voice, for example. Haidoi says, I'm in Basin because that I have Eidei Haida. Halvois, I'm in Basin because of Eidei Halva. So the determining factor, no? But Eidos on what? Because otherwise I'll say, Xales, I also made him. Chavon, I also made him. Is that not a category? So what are we looking at? No? The Maisa. The Maisa, which Maisa?
The Maisa
So we're not concerned with the which Easter I'm over. Right? That's not the determining factor. The determining factor is, what is Basin going to be looking at? What are they going to be evaluating any halva? Are they evaluating? I'm getting a loose term right now. Are they going to be listening to Eidei Halva, Eidei Aida? Are they going to be listening? Are they going to be looking at a Maisa Halva Shalei Shilem? Are they going to be looking at a person who was Kaveh Bikadein? The determining factor entirely rests with what is the Basin going to be looking at. Ad Kedei Kach, that Rashi is willing to entertain. There is a Shita that says that if I'm Kaveh Al Yedei might have been Mitzas, but that's the category. That creates categories. If I'm going to be there because of Kaveh Bako, that creates the category. What creates the category of Dinim Lagave Bezdin? So one thing is clear, it's not the Easter that I'm over. It has something to do with the what Bezdin is looking at. It has something to do with the presentation of the case per se. Ad Kirei Kach, that the Yesh Meforshim says that what creates the categories for this Mesifta is how I'm being Kaifer. But it makes us a Kaifer by Koil. Right? I understand it. And Rashi would even cavil that. If not, that the Lashon isn't good. He denies it based on the Lashon. He says, better to say, also a very tiny difference. Eidei Halva, Eidei Aida. But it's entirely based on the presentation of Basin. Whether it's a Chavetz or Goz, I don't know if that's accurate. But what we're saying now makes a tremendous amount of sense. The sign of Rashi, what Rashi is explaining to us, is that when we come to Masechta Sanhedrin, when we come to these Dafim right now, so we're going to be discussing categories of situations and which Basin it goes to. So Rashi is explaining to us that we're going to use a different parameters that we'll use above a Kama, above Metziah. Over there we will discuss, is it a Gezel, is it a Gezel or not? Over here we're going to discuss how is it being presented, what is Basin looking at? And now we'll go a step further and hopefully make it clearer. What is the essential distinction? And here I'm not sure of this. We'll analyze this later when we get to Daf Hey. But I think it makes sense. What is the essential distinction between a Hayira and a Basin? What's the difference between when do we go to a Rav to ask for a Psak Din and when do we go to a Basin? Reuven and Shimon. Reuven says that Shimon owes him money. Right? So what determines when they go to one Rav and say, you know, I have a shalom with my meat is, my keli is nothing, if I come to you. I have a shalom if I should daven mincha over again to the front, yeah, I'll come to you. And I have a shalom. Do I owe this man money? So what will determine whether he says, well, let's see the keli, hear what you have to say. Oh, he says, I'm sorry. I need two other rabbanim here for the entire. No, what's the determining factor? No? It's the difference. If two balei dinim agree totally on the fact, right, 100% in concert with the fact, they both agree when the spirit, what was said, what was the intent, what were the obligations, right? That's a psak. Right? That's not, you don't need it in Terefet Lechaira. Maybe we may reevaluate this. But Lechaira, two people who entirely agree in the facts and the intent and the kavanah, everything, they just want to know to whom does the money belong. Al Pidin. Right? So I owe him money or not? Last night somebody came to the Shiloh that his travel agent promised him, they made arrangements that he would travel with Alal. He got to the airport and there was no such booking. They stuck. So the travel agent got a plane for him 6-7 hours later via Air Italia, via Rome, to Israel. Rosh Hashanah got there safely, came back safely. They want to know, look what I owe. I lost a day of work. Right? So what do I owe my travel agent? Alpi did, he wants to know. Now, it could be, but that's a concern, I don't know. Because it could be the travel agent will say, he told me, it might be my flake in the facts. But Luyat Suyer, and the travel agent will say, look, I got into Eretz Yisrael 5 hours later. Via Rome, 5 hours later. I messed up. I should have made a booking. I didn't make it. I gave it to somebody else, whatever. If Luyat Suyer, there's no machlekes in the facts. The only question is, what does the travel agent owe? Does how much does he have to pay full price? Does the travel agent have to swallow some of the? No. So they ask for a psak. When is it clearly a case that goes for litigation for Beis Din? If one guy says, look, I thought that all you wanted to do is Eretz Yisrael. You told me Eretz Yisrael and this is the date. No, I got the Eretz Yisrael and this is the date. Right, that was the intent. I fulfilled it. He didn't spell out how to be direct. He didn't spell out. So I indicated to you that it'll be allowed at 11 o'clock. That wasn't part of the contract. I said, didn't tell you. One guy said that was part of the contract. That was very clear. I said, well, I have to bring Adam in. If we have Adam, if not, we'll have to make Hasharas. So if this is correct, what we're saying now, then of course it makes sense that the categories of Nesech, the Sanhedrin, the categories of Perek, any moment is, are going to be based on the presentation towards Beis Din, on the Maisa. It's not going to be based on the Yisrael. I don't care right now whether it's going to be an Yisrael Gezel or not an Yisrael Gezel. What I do care is whether we're talking about a Maisa Halva or a Maisa Shmira that wasn't kept fully. Are we talking about a person who reneged on his contract to the Maskin? Are we talking about a person who is not paying back a loan they should pay back? That creates the category. It should create the category, because the aside of going to a Beis Din is when the Maisa is in question. So if that's what determines when I go to a Beis Din as opposed to a Meirai Ra, so then of course the underlying Yisur is not the issue. It's the Maisa which is the issue. And therefore when Rashi says, Lani is Daiti, I would say, Koivir Vikodain, there are different ways in which a person is klaver v'kodein. The Rashi is not looking at the classic lehayu devarim ha'olam case, but he is klaver v'kodein via slichus yad, the mishas shalach v'yarav gazlan. That gezeles means is not the situation where I come into Beis Din and I haven't touched the object and it's sitting in my in my property, and there was no Maisa Khatifa. Reuven brought his object, he put it in my shelf, he said please watch, left the house, and now I can't find it. I don't remember him saying watch it for me. It's a klaver b'kodein of shlichus yad, a person who is denying his obligations of Shmira via the din of being chaytef, of moving it. You can take it or leave it. Either go there off in there, then halakha l'maisa make a difference. What kind of Beis Din a shemus l'adam requires? Nachmila dina between this reading of the Rashi and the Ran.
Toyin Tanav Gana, we'll say the Torah upgraded it to a Maisa Khatifa. So that can't be a Raya. But Shtam Lahadam, alright, could be an Afin Ladina. Depends how you read it. I can go either way. But I prefer to leave it without a Tosh Sefer Mamas in the first line. I don't know. Okay. Kerev Vikodin, the Mishasholach Voyan Avigazlan. Because for our purposes, the Nigzalis is a Maisa Khatifa. That's the category of Gzalis, is a Maisa Khatifa. V'chein, and this makes sense, because classic Gazlan, when the Torah wanted to identify Gazlan as opposed to a Ganav, it referred to the Pasuk, Ma'igzol Zachanitz Miyara Mitzvi, so the phrase Gezel is used as referring to a Maisa Khatifa. So why do we say Gezelis and not Shmiris Vachavolis? Because the category that requires a Bezin Shal Sholish Smuchim is when the presentation of the Bezin is a claim that a Maisa Khatifa took place. As opposed to Avoloive Avoloi Shilem Le Mikre Gazlan for our purposes. Obviously, the Gazlan for the purposes of the Issa Gezel. And he would be a Gazlan for the purposes of Eidos if for some reason we can't say Yishtamut to Kamishtame. If he's a Kaivrak Bakoil. But there's no Maisa Khatifa. He's not called a Gazlan for our purposes. The Milvalite son didn't know. Because he didn't grab anything out of my resource. Alright? So that's the Pshat and Rashi. But the aside over here is that the determining factor of the categories of the Neimonides is the Maisa Havol Ledin. Here I'm a little bit loose and exactly how to formulate it, but it's what Vaisen is looking at. It's the presentation towards Vaisen. And that makes tremendous sense. That's the way it has to be. That's what the Gemara says. They're not looking at Isurim. The best Rai is that we're creating a category based on whether it's Eide Alva or Eide Eida, that we consider a category based on Tfira of Meir Mitzvah Zakei Frakov. Clear. They're not looking at the Issa Gezel. So the Issa Gezel, it's a non-kasha. Whether it's an Issa Gezel, of course it's an Issa Gezel. It's partially an Issa Gezel. But the distinction over here is that we're looking at the presentation towards Vaisen. So in this Masechta, Rashi explains that Gezelis means a Maisa Khatifa. Because that's what Vaisen has to evaluate. That's what we're looking at. If I have a Drisha Hakira, that's the job of Vaisen. The job of Vaisen, before they get to Pas Nadin, is to devour the Maisa. Bira Maisa, Drisha Hakira. That's the required basis. So it makes sense to say that the determining factors in the categories of halacha, legabe dine mominus, are going to be the factors that are involved in the maisa that Basin is looking at. What are they being mavara? Are they being mavara halva? Are they being mavara ahida? Are they being mavara a shmir issue? But the fact those are the determining factors. That's Chutan Rashi. Okay, sorry, we won't have Shirin Sunday. Baruch Hashem, because of the Simcha, and Mitzvah on Tuesday. Maybe we'll make some more harvest in the first time. But I'd like everybody to start the major topic of Bezin of Gzeilus v'Chavolis. So please pick up Marma Kumis after Mincha, and please spend the weekend getting to Daf Vav Medal. This Gemara Rashi. If you didn't sign in, please sign in.